This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. It seems like the wisdom keepers and teachers of the universe have been talking a lot lately about change, but also it seems like a lot of the messages are for encouragement, and we often don't think about the universe encouraging us. We talk about the universe supporting us and pushing us and aligning and redirecting, but this is about encouragement. And knowing that the universe is always making room for something different. We're energy, and energy is movement. And we know that we're in constant change, that there's always a push in the air that we really can't avoid. And that's the necessary change. These might be the changes that we fight against. We try to hold on to the past. And again, this is the universe making room for something different. Now, I look back on my notes from channeling that I had done for preparation for the new year. And as we come to mid-year, let's see how some of those might be playing out for you, and maybe some adjustments that you yet need to make for the rest of the year, or some aha moments for you as to what you've been experiencing. Now, going into this year, we knew it was going to be heavy Taurus energy, which is about finances, stability, but also about relationships. And this could be the relationship that you have with finances, or the relationship that you have about wealth, tension on money, and the awareness of debt, living simplistically. Now, I'd heard we'd see extremes on both ends of poverty, poor, and wealthy, and opportunities. Those holding worries about being poor or lack will have the ability to shift that thinking and clear that energy. And if that is you or was you, have you cleared the worries or the fears? Now, wealth is an energetic presence. It's a vibration. It's financial abundance that we have within us, and that's just energy. If money triggers us, then it will trigger you in 2024, the entire year. Let there be no barriers between you and abundance. And remember, as a human living now, the energy is to be the alchemist, and we are to work our light. We are to remedy this. We are to correct our view of money, to heal what the thought was or is that holds us in a lack. That being in that state of lack serves no one. Have abundance and practice and learn to live with the lack of worry of not having enough. Believe that you are in abundance. And if you find that you're thinking to lack or you're thinking to fear around money, shift your thinking for that moment. I'm not saying that it's going to magically all disappear, but it's thinking or changing your vibration so that you can change the vibration you have around money or finances to live more abundantly. They talked about weather and the extremes and the patterns that we would see in 2024. And I question if Mother Earth is normalizing to new weather patterns, or is she responding to the upheavals and the shadows and the lower vibrations that we might be experiencing on Earth? We'll rationalize it just because, but it's showing us the weather that we have within. So the recommendation is get stabilized yourself. Understand the weather within you. Are there storms brewing, fires igniting, out of control fires? Because ignition of your internal fire is actually a good thing as long as it doesn't burn uncontrolled. Are you feeling the chaos or spinning of tornadoes? Get stable. Develop the practices that bring stability and calm and peace and a new foundation into your life. Part of our evolution is constantly building those foundational pieces. If we have a strong foundation, we can build anything on top of it. Also, we talked about we'll be in a time of ideas, creation, and sometimes overwhelmed to the amount of options of what to do or not do and when to do them. And with so many options, we'll question the effects of uncertainty. As humans, our triggers often blame something. There's a reason, or somebody else that's the reason. And we want to be in control where oftentimes there isn't a control. There's a navigation where the inner child parts of us just wants to be seen, heard, and know that all will be all right. So this would be a time that you work on that inner child to be responsive in telling your inner child all will be okay, that the adult version of you knows or will figure out how to navigate anything. We know that we'll be challenged with personal responsibility. This is going to trigger our fears of not getting it right, and that might leave us feeling stuck as the energy of the universe is to move, yet we know not what to move on. It might leave us confused. It's important to be honest, truthful. Lies, fake, or cheating won't create the stability we need now. We need stability. And all this energy will leave us feeling untethered or without purpose or direction. And the best way is to be grounded or get grounded. We learned to be the other person's view of us, and now we're allowing us to be the version of us that we've always been. This is a time to ground to the cosmic field. The universe is projecting your blueprint to you through the stars, so pay attention to those messages and changes that you are aligning to. And it might seem counterintuitive to ground to a cosmic field because we think cosmic is being out there, somewhere beyond us, and ground is more Mother Earth. But it's being aligned to our personal blueprint, our purpose, our mission, why we're here. We also talked about more polarization, and sometimes you'll feel alone as you speak your truth or you seek your truth. We are not fragmented or broken. We are one with the universe, and becoming aware of this means old beliefs are collapsing. And as those beliefs collapse, find your grounding, your truth. Be your light and not another's. Do not depend on another's light to ignite you. If you must, stand neutral, yet be aware of your energy, where you're putting it, where you're not putting it, what you are putting out into the universe, what you think, feel, say, do, or don't do. Don't stand on the power of others' abuse or challenges. Be the light. Be that ignition of your personal light. We know we continue to get distracted. Humans tend to love the shiny, the new stuff. Social media is teaching an entire new generation of the 30-second story or the reels that are just a few seconds without an ending, and it drives us crazy because our brains want to have closure. But there's no depth. I challenge you to count how many times you're posting on social media a day. How much scrolling are you doing? Mindless looking through or watching some of these 30-second clips. How much are you texting or messaging and not having real interactions with people, animals, or nature, and not being connected to you, yourself, your vibration, your energy? It's not simply just focusing, but it's focus on what you are focusing on. Live intently, live purposefully. Be aware of where your energy is and where you don't want it to be. We also talked about ending and karmic conclusion. You're winding up or you're completing your wounds, the ancestral or past life threads. The universe is encouraging you to weave new patterns and let the old become unraveled. You don't need to carry those along with you anymore. They're useless. Become rebellious to your past that holds you back from weaving your future. Yes, I did say that. Become rebellious. Declare that you are complete, done, healed. Stop perpetuating your wounds by believing that you will never heal or move on. Be brave, be different, act, believe in your brilliance. You may need to ask yourself why you hold so tightly to anything of the past that is not healthy for you, and why you might believe that you're still not healed. Let it be a memory without crippling your actions and emotions from living a fulfilled life, and you can have healthy emotions of the past without it holding you back. We talked about timelines converging and ourselves coming home to one, alignment, understanding one, understanding you, understanding the unhappiness, and that is a factor in your energy, understanding what is impacting you. Your joy is also a factor of your energy, so now choose. You can choose to be unhappy, you can choose to be joyful, you can choose to act upon something, or to not act upon something. You can choose to take the pain forward with you or leave it behind. So how are you doing? How are you progressing and moving and taking responsibility for your energy? Certainly, we are all becoming more aware, but the universe is encouraging us to take action in these areas to create the change so that we can live a more profound, happy, peace-based life. I'd like to read 22 encouragements from the universe of letting go. Not sure why 22, it's just what they gave me. And as I read these, please note if any of these trigger you. If you find yourself veering off into thinking how you could possibly let go of that one thing, or you might even find it triggers you to think, how could I possibly let go of anything? Find the hidden subconscious programs. That's what the universe is gifting us. Those mental processes that are lingering in the dark, and it's bringing those to light. We all have them, and some linger long beyond when we realize we have them. Some are deeper than others, but you have the power, the knowledge, the light, and the universe's support and encouragement to know about them, to release them, and let them go. They were there at one time to protect you. They're not bad. At one time, they served a purpose. But the question today is, do they serve any purpose in your lifetime now, where you are today in this lifetime? So the universe, the wisdom keepers, the teachers, those that are encouraging us have given us these 22 things that they say will immediately raise your vibrational frequency. Let's begin. 1. Let go of all thoughts that don't make you feel empowered and strong. Let go of feeling guilty for doing what you truly want to do. Let go of the fear of the unknown. Take one small step and watch the path ahead reveal itself. Let go of regrets. At one point in your life, that whatever was exactly what you wanted. Let go of worrying. Worrying is like praying for what you don't want. That vibration of the thing you kept thinking about that will energetically be continued to be attracted to you. Let go of blaming anyone for anything. Be accountable for your own life. If you don't like something, you have two choices. Accept it or change it. Let go of thinking you are damaged. The world needs you just as you are. You matter. Let go of thinking your dreams are not important. Always follow your heart. Allow your mental processes to change so that you can be aligned to the compass that you hold so near and dear within. Let go of being the go-to person for everyone all the time. Stop blowing yourself off and take care of yourself first because you matter. Let go of thinking everyone else is happier, more successful, or better off than you. You are right where you need to be. Your journey is unfolding perfectly for you at the right moment, at the right time, and exactly what you need. Let go of thinking there's a right and wrong way to do things or to see the world. Enjoy the contrast and celebrate the diversity and the richness of life. It's all an opportunity. We choose how we look at that opportunity. Let go of cheating on your future with your past. It's time to move on and tell a new story. Leave behind those things that hold you back. Let go of thinking you are not where you should be. You are right where you need to be to get to where you need to go. So start asking yourself where you want to go. Let go of anger towards ex-lovers, ex-relationships, family members. We all deserve happiness and love. Just because it's over doesn't mean the love was wrong or didn't exist. Let go of the need to do more and be more, for today you've done the best you can, and that's enough. Always know you are doing the best you can. Let go of thinking you have to know how to make it happen. We learn along the way. The universe is the greatest education classroom. Take advantage of it. Let go of your money woes, your worries. Make a plan to pay off any debt and focus on your abundance. Let go of trying to save or change people. Everyone has his or her own path. And the best thing you can do is work on yourself and stop focusing on others or where they are or what they're not doing. Let go of trying to fit in and be accepted by everyone. You are unique. And your uniqueness is what makes you outstanding. You are a brilliant light in the universe that is important, and it's different than the light of those around you. You don't have to fit in. You just need to shine your light. Let go of self-hate. You're not the shape of your body or the number on the scale or your age. Who you are matters, and the world needs you as you are. Celebrate you. Let go of judgment and flip that to gratitude. Simple statements of gratitude immediately raise your vibration. And lastly, let go of trying to be something you're not. Be you. You are who you are. Acknowledge that and explore you. If there are things that you don't like in your world, work to change those. That includes what brings you joy, what brings you happiness, what brings lightness into your world. Know that you are awesome. So shine that awesomeness out to the world. We know vibration shifts the cellular structure, and we're in immense times of change. We've just experienced some of the largest solar shifts that Earth has seen. This in itself is shifting us, because you are an access point for your shift. Your cellular structure shift is going to be different than the person next to you. And we are all experiencing these shifts in a profound way to what profoundness is to us. If wishes were where we would be, then we would be where we are not. And where we need to be right now is here, in this present moment, experiencing life in this exact version of yourself. Your soul knows the map. The universe knows the celestial blueprint. Your guides, the teachers, the wisdom keepers of the universe know your path. Be a good person. Love who you can. Help where you can. Give what you can. And be present for you in this moment, today and now. Please know that the universe is always making room for something different. Nothing stays the same, because energy is constantly moving and shifting and changing. When you're aware of this, and when change comes into your life, you can easily navigate. And as humans, we all have the ability to navigate this energy. Trust in yourself. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.